So I'm looking at the players. That Lee Neville's in there, and so is Daniels. But the first one is Collinge versus FC United's number 7. And he dispatches it superbly well. 1-0. Well, it's the new Spanish sensation brought to New Mills coming on. He's not done a great deal in the game, to be honest. But what can Hector Pinara? Spider shakes the bar. The referee blows his whistle and Pinara steps up.
Ooh,
and that's another great penalty. That's 1-1. Give you that feeling, it could be one of those nights. In 20 minutes time, we're going, that's 16 each. Well, Greg Daniels is the next man to step up. So I think half the battle, really, is the walk-up to take the penalty. I always feel it's where you can lose your nerve. I don't understand why they have to walk from the halfway line. I'd have him. He scored one tonight. Can he score another? Collins stands tall. Daniels steps up. Oh, he's hit that with some pace and power as well. That's 2-1. And this time, it's going to be Tico Gavi Mahenja to take the next penalty as Tico steps up. And it's
saved.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What are you showing me safe for?
Because I could only see half of it.
It's not saved. It's in. He did get a touch on it, actually, though, did the Spider. And he actually, I'm not sure if it came off part of his body and went straight back in, but it's Johnny Poyser. He came on with 10 seconds to go. He's had two touches. Can his third be a goal? Poyser looks poised. Steps up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's high, it's wide, it's over the bar. Someone's just shouting, go and get it. That's a great quote. Go and get it. It was a poor penalty, to be honest, by all accounts, from Johnny Poyser. It was high, it was wide. And Steve Moore, another substitute, who's got to come on. He's got age on his side. But that man behind the sticks, he nearly got on the last one. Can Spider save FC's blushes? He steps up.
No,
he can't. Good penalty again there. And New Mills take the lead. And it's Lee Neville now who's going to come across to take this one. I've got a sneaky feeling whichever team wins this game, they're not going to run round like have a penalty shootout as if they won the World Cup. I think it'll be just a shake of the hands. And we can leave Church Lane with either the team in red going through to the next round of the Manchester Cup as Lee Neville just places the ball precisely. Collins stands tall again. Lee Neville left foot. Drill it down the middle, son. Goal, well done. So it's going to be left now to Danny Grimshaw. Grimshaw now against Spider. Spider's just showing good where to put it. Grimshaw steps up. Straight through the middle and it's a goal. And it's going to be left to Richard Smith to try and save this for FC United. Scores. Well done, young man. Well done, young man. And it's going to be left to Darrell Weston, the captain. His own players are shouting, don't bottle it. his own players are going, don't bottle it. Well, Weston to win the game and go into the second round of the Manchester Premier Cup. To take it to sudden death. If he misses this, it will be sudden death. But Weston steps up, the skipper. And that's it. And they've won. And New Mills go through to the next round of the Cup. And FC United, to be honest, a second half where they thoroughly deserve to get right back into it, and perhaps with the better team, well, certainly the better team in the second half. They worked tirelessly hard, they got themselves right back into the game. They were 3-1 down, two goals in quick succession from FC United brought the game to 3 apiece, and it was a really good game of football. FC United were absolutely magnificent for large parts of that second half, and unfortunately have just failed at the very last moment. But a good game of football.
It was a good game, wasn't it?
Two teams playing some good football, entertaining, 6 goals, and then, well, another 9.